Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you and for you to ask your questions to Dr. Allen. Tonight we have a great surprise. We have Sue Wagner on the line, and she's going to tell us what we've got coming up for the last part of this year.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Okay, well, I only get on the radio once a month, so we've got the one-day classes still going on, which are in the Newport Beach office. That's Pat's main home office. They're from 9 to 4. We have one coming up October 7th. It's a couples class. It's very valuable if you're coming in as a couple. You can go through all the tools and communication and contracts that Dr. Allen uses for her private clients. And the class is $150 per person, so it's $300 for the couple. I have one space open. We've got Getting to I Do class October 14th for the girls that want to go through the steps on Getting to I Do, the tools, the communication, what to do, what not to do. That class is $150. We have the Life Script October 21st. I think you've talked about it many times on the radio regarding your script, what you were imprinted with when you were growing up that affects your life. Dr. Allen works with you to read your script and change your script. We also have a new class we're starting, the Want Training class. Right now I have all of the dates are booked through November. I'll be opening up some for December. But all of these classes, you can go on and look to find out the description of them and the registration on wantistore.com. And don't forget, we do our monthly seminars the first Monday of the month in Los Angeles at the Courtyard Marriott, 6333 Bristol Parkway, and the first Wednesday in Newport Beach at the Newport Beach Community Center. All of the information addresses are on our website as well, drpatallen.com. And please sign up to be on our newsletter so that you can get all the updates. And we do send out information on her specials. We offer specials on her products. Be the first to find out. Some of these we just send out and only the people on the newsletter have access to. When you sign up, you need to go in and click to accept to be on the newsletter as well.
That's right. They send a confirmation email, and if you don't click it, then you won't get it.
Yes. So the newsletters, we send those out once a month that gives all the updates. We do have an item still available at reduced fee. It's our special. It's the relationship seminar. It's got about 6 to 10 hours of Dr. Allen's question and answers. It was recorded, I think it was back in 2010. So they are older recordings than the ones we have available on the iTunes. And they're all edited, and they're all flagged into different topics. So you can buy that. It's originally $49.95. We have it on sale till the end of September for $19.95. It's a digital download, so even if you live in Australia, you're able to get that access by just purchasing it on our Want iStore and then opening it up when it delivers after payment. So that's all we have going on right now. And don't forget to join us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, get Dr. Allen a tip. And that's about it, Kelly.
All right. That's awesome. Definitely, everybody, take a look at those classes. And so, let's see. I guess it's time to talk to Dr. Allen.
I'm here.
Well, everybody listening in, I hope you will send warm wishes to Dr. Allen today on her birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Allen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you having a good birthday?
Yes, I'm having a great birthday. I went to the chiropractor.
Get a little bone cracking adjustment there, huh? Get your stuff all lined up.
He's a cerebral man, and he gets my spinal column, Dr. Drew Hall. He gets my spinal column flowing correctly so that stress is released, and I love it.
That's awesome. So, let's see. We have already got calls coming in, but I did want to go over with you real quick that you have class, you have private appointments that you do. You do private appointments in Los Angeles, Newport Beach, and you do phone appointments.
Yes, I do.
A lot of times people are calling and asking me, and I'm getting messages asking whether or not you do that. And so if they want information about that, they can go and send an email to info@drpatallen.com.
It's called telemedicine.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is. It's really wonderful. So
I like serving.
I know you do. I know. It's wonderful. So you are sugar-free. What are you going to have instead of a birthday cake?
I don't have a birthday cake. I don't eat meat and I don't eat sugar. You know what I'm going to have?
A big salad.
Artichoke hearts.
Oh, I love those. Those are fabulous. That's a wonderful birthday dinner. I love that.
That's totally true.
Okay, let me see. The switchboard is telling me that we have calls.
All right.
I'm going to tell him that we're ready for calls.
Yes, we are.
All right. He is so on the ball. It's my favorite switchboard board controller. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen, caller, and you're live. Do you have a question?
Yay. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen, and happy birthday.
Hi. thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you're on this planet.
I'm really glad I'm here, too. I'm making a difference.
Wonderful. So, I've been in a committed relationship with a man who courted me.
Good.
And we've been together for about a year, and we've talked about marriage and children and buying a house together. But we're running into some issues.
Like what?
And, I guess without going into big stories and details, he's not cherishing my feelings when make requests in a feminine way.
Well, so, maybe he's saying no to you and he wants you to decide if he's enough, 51%. So the word want is a four-letter word and it's reserved for mothers and for women who want to control men. And if you've got a man that doesn't want to be controlled, he may say no.
Okay.
What do you want him to change?
Well, I'm sensitive to chemical smells, and I've mentioned it to him that when he puts his cologne on, it gives me a headache. And lately, I've been more sensitive, and every time I go to give him a hug and put my face in his neck, I inhale cologne and I get a headache. And so I told him the other night that you know, the cologne makes me feel sick and I get a headache and then I don't feel good. And, you know, I didn't even really make a request. I felt like the statement about how I felt was enough. And he basically said,
there's where you made a mistake. Men, is he right or left-handed?
Well, he went ahead and said, I'm not giving up my cologne.
Therefore, the price for not giving up his cologne is he doesn't get to be within 30 inches of you. That's fine.
Okay. And that's the way I feel about
it. You want you want to share affection with him. But I have always said, don't ask for more, better, different, love, affection, time together, or sex. Those are right. big, those are big deals, and he's got to give it voluntarily. So if you would please say, I've thought about it, and you're absolutely right. You have a right to use your cologne, and I have a right to not be within 30 inches of you when you do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I feel manipulated. Okay. Well, I'm not manipulating you. I'm creating an environment for myself which doesn't make me feel sick. So you be you and I'll be me. And if I want the hug bad enough, I'll hug you with your cologne. And if you want the hug bad enough, you'll want me by not wearing the cologne.
Okay.
But don't ask for more, better, or different love, affection, time together, or sex. Those are free gifts from his feminine soul, and basically you accept them or you reject them.
Right.
But you don't train him.
Okay. So there is another issue that came up recently in the recent Latuna Canyon fire. I live near there, and the fire was on the hill next to my house. And I was kind of upset and panicking. I was feeling that we were about to be evacuated, and we did get evacuated. But he was on his way to go to work. He's an entrepreneur, and he can, you know, he can take 10 minutes. He doesn't have to punch a time clock. And I said to him, you know, I was wondering, you know, I'm kind of scared right now. Would you be willing to go and fill my tank with gas while I start packing my things to get ready and evacuate?
One more time, you were asking him for something you wanted. Here's how a feminine woman would have said it. She would have said, oh, honey, I've got to leave to go get my gas filled up. So I'll be back in a little while. Now, what that does is, number one, you're not mothering him. You're not sending him the daddy bill. And he has an opportunity to give you the gift, not the submission, the gift of his gentlemanly order. So please, when you have a man that doesn't want to be mothered or taught or whatever, please simply state what you're going to do to solve your problem and accept the fact that he may or he may not volunteer to help you. And then you have to decide if he's 51% valuable. By the way, is he 51% valuable?
I am trying to decide that because he hasn't been spending any quality time with me. That's another thing that, you know, for the last...
Yeah, I understand that. Why don't you do a 30-day test? Every positive day at the end of the day, put a plus on your calendar. If it's been a minus day, put a minus and see what it looks like in 30 days.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And by the way, cover up your vote with a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to be impacted by your former vote.
Okay.
All right?
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good.
Thank you, caller. It appears that there's a little bit of incompatibility there.
Yeah, well, see, when I teach that men may or may not cherish your feelings, it's up to them. But if you ask them to cherish your feelings, you're asking for respect.
Exactly. Exactly. I can see you know, he doesn't want to give up his cologne. Oh, hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
OMG. Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good. What is your call?
So a guy, well, I would say that a guy has been seeing me, except that we are not in a committed relationship. We don't have exclusivity. We don't have continuity. We don't have longevity.
Do you have sex?
No, he has not gotten in, and that was, he has tried to get in, and the answer has always been no. So,
fine, but he knows that he's got to negotiate monogamy, continuity, and longevity to get in.
So when we first started seeing each other, we were building in business, and we were building in business, building in business and building in friendship, which I know you don't agree with at the time. 4 years ago, I didn't know.
What do you mean I don't agree? Wait. What is it you think I don't agree with?
No, I'm sorry. My understanding was that you don't agree women necessarily building in business with men. I think a more specific way of saying that is we're masculine when we're working, so we have to be very careful about that. Like, I've heard you say, for instance, put on a baseball cap when you're negotiating in terms of work.
I absolutely... If both people agree that they're both masculine, then they're doing business.
Right. So one thing that I did do on my own, so a couple of things I did prior to understanding your philosophy was I was like, no sex until marriage. And I told him in my relationship, I want to play the feminine role. And he liked that, and he wants to play the masculine role. So that part is established. In the meantime, we started spending a lot of time together. A few months in, I had the what are we conversation, and he said, right now, we're doing friends, but this is more than business, it's more than friendship. I am absolutely interested in you and attracted to you. And he said, now is just not a good time. So I said, okay, cool, great. So
yeah, we kept growing and
yeah, so we just kept growing and building, and I was dating other people, but then I started getting more and more feelings for him, clearly, because he's a great person. And there came a point where I said I wanted to be with him, and this was maybe a year in, and he said it still wasn't a good time. So I started digging, and I found out at that point that there was somebody else that he was building with. I was devastated.
All right.
I wrote a 10-page letter, which was just kind of calling him out for everything that I felt like was wrong and sort of deceitful about the behavior. And he took some time away, and then he came back. And so we've been building more.
Good.
Recently, he stood me up for something. Like, he used to keep his word, and he stopped keeping his word. So a couple months ago, I moved, and he promised to help me move, and he didn't show up. And then he popped up 14 days later. By the way, he's passive aggressive. Yes, I read the book, and he fits it to a T.
But he's still 51% valuable to you.
He's still 51% valuable to me, yes.
What is his value? What is he? Great lay? What is he?
No. He's not. I'm sorry. He actually, come to think of it, I don't know. Okay, let me answer it this way. We're not sleeping together, so he's not a great lay that I know of. However,
well, a great lay might be affectionate. Do you like to hold hands in the movies? Is he affectionate?
We don't do that. I like I said, didn't realize prior to coming into your teaching and some other people's teaching that affection was very, very, very important. So I was afraid that I would have sex with him if I was affectionate with him, or that he would have sex with me. And so I didn't do it that way. And I guess now I kind of wish that I would.
Is he gone? You sound like he's gone.
He keeps coming back. That's my question. My question is, he keeps coming back like he's ruminating.
Well, then you have 51% value for him. What is it he likes about you?
He loves that I'm spiritual. He loves that I have not had sex with him. He has a harem, and I know that he thinks the way that you do, that men play with vaginas and they marry virtue.
That's right.
Yep. So I know that that's the way that he thinks. We've had tons of conversations about
that. So what he's doing is giving you enough attention to keep you from dumping him and getting a replacement.
Absolutely.
Well, are you getting ready to dump him?
That's exactly why I'm calling. I'm at the point now where I'm like, this is not enough attention. I know all of the five tools, and I have two questions. The first one is, how do I deal with the fact that he stood me up and then popped up later? And the second one is, am I a candidate for either writing the letter, which, by the way, he never lets 2 months or 8 weeks go by before he reaches out and establishes some sort of contact. So the second question is, am I a candidate for what I've heard you say to other people where you say, you know, you need to say, hey, you know who I am.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the hi-bye letter?
No, not necessarily a hi-bye, because he'll never let 8 weeks go. So I'm thinking more along the lines of saying, if you want to move forward and have a life with me, I need a ring and a date.
Oh, I see. You're going for, I'm done with dating.
Yes, I'm done with dating. And
well, then that's what you write or that's what you say.
Okay.
So what is it that statement would be? Practice on me.
That statement would be, I had practiced.
You have to make an appointment first.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I went out of order. Okay. I have something that I'd like to talk to you about in terms of our relationship.
Now, you said would like. You didn't say want. Would like means you're fantasizing, but you're signaling him you don't expect to get it. So would you convert that to, I have some sensitive wants to discuss with you about us.
Okay.
Is it convenient now for you to hear me?
Yeah.
Or when?
Make an appointment. I have some sensitive wants that I would like to discuss about us.
Would like. You did it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have some sensitive wants I need to discuss with you. Would now be a good time or at your convenience.
Yes, it's a good time.
Would be a good time.
Now, what's the next step?
The next step is... it's been really wonderful seeing you for 4 years on and off.
Beautiful.
Yes, and growing with you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and even exploring our sexual tension.
Oh, that's lovely. However,
I'm at the point where I want to move forward in a relationship.
No.
Okay,
I come to it. When you stood me up the other day, or when you don't this or you don't do that, I don't feel cherished, and it causes me to fall out of love with you.
That's good.
See, you switched into male, I want.
I was confused because initially you said, say the I want when you make the appointment. So,
I said earlier in this statement, I said, I want to talk to you about some things, what some wants having to do with our relationship. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, you've got to switch from, now that it's convenient, this is what I don't want, and this is what I'm going to do about it.
Right. Okay. So I no longer want to date. And so I'm going to move on unless I have a ring and a date.
Move on is evasive. There's four loser communication techniques: evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt. Please don't be evasive.
Okay. Please give me the language.
I don't want to continue dating. I'm not comfortable with being stood up or this or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not.
I am willing to relate to you if I'm engaged with a wedding date in the year 2019, 18,
exactly.
Whatever.
Perfect.
So say that.
Okay. I am not willing to date you any longer. I'm very uncomfortable being stood up. I feel like I'm not being cherished. I am willing to continue to engage you and connect with you if you are willing to be engaged to me and with a wedding date in 2019.
What do you think about this?
What do you think about that? Oh, that's so great.
Well, I don't know. But that's up to him. He's got 8 weeks to answer this statement.
I love it.
If he doesn't answer it within 8 weeks, the answer is implied.
Right.
I don't want you enough.
And I'm okay with that.
I know you are because you put up with this.
Exactly. Well, it's also because I think I was afraid before, but he keeps coming back and I keep building value. And I'm confident enough in the value now that I've contributed, which is why I think this is one of those painful life lessons that was so necessary. I needed to understand how much I was bringing to the table. And so I'm confident enough in that now.
Very
to
good.
Be able to say,
I really like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I completely appreciate your work. By the way,
the only reason
why I haven't been dating already is because I'm getting off the alcohol and getting off the sugar to lose the weight and to up my chances in case I need to get a better time. So I appreciate everything you say about that. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Well, I hope she'll update us and let us know what happens after she...
Yes.
After she makes her...
That was a good example of the work.
Excellent example. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Alan Live. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Pat. So
hi,
my
Bear.
Question is, there's a gentleman who is really pursuing me. I don't
Lucky
know that I
you.
Have... Yeah, it's really nice. He's lovely. He sends me stuff. And so he tried to start upgrade our relationship physically just by touching me. He wanted to touch and kiss, but he kind of lunged at me, and I just was like, oh, my God. and I said, hi.
He was passionately enthusiastic.
Yeah, but it scared me the way he was nothing. And then we were downstairs. He was walking by my car in the garage and he lunged at me. And I was like, oh my, and it just shocked me. And it kind of also a little turned me off. And I was like, okay, I just need you to go slow with me. I'm setting you up for a win. And he was like, okay. But what I want to tell him is how to touch me, and I don't think that's okay. So that's why I'm calling you. How can I help him with how to touch me?
By saying, that scared me, and I'm afraid it will turn me off if you do that too often.
Okay, so I can say, can I knock, get up, and I do the 5 second, you know, the stroke and stand? Can I go,
do
five
the
seconds.
What?
Can I have the five-step cleanup?
What you do is when you're shocked, you'll probably go, ah! And then you'll say, that scared me. You'll do what's natural for a human animal.
And if he asks, he moves on me, and I make my reaction, and I'll say, thank you so much for wanting to touch me. However, when you jump at me like that, it scares me. And I'm afraid that it's going to turn me off. Do you want to know how to touch me in a way that would feel good?
That's fine if you ask him if he wants to learn.
And he would say, yes. I would be like, slow, like this. And I could physically show him because I think he needs to be physically shown. He's just
that's
a guy.
Fine.
He's like, Okay, so I can do that. But it's best that I wait till he attacks me again.
Well, of course, you don't bring it up out of nowhere. It has to be stimulated.
But you could do the five step cleanup thing.
I understand that, but I was kind of hoping that you go first.
Okay.
At the moment of excitation, and then say
the second time that he does it. Okay.
Well,
cool.
Exhibit your surprise.
I will. And so, I have another question.
What?
Another question regarding this same gentleman. He is divorced. He has three kids. He seems to be, he's an anesthesiologist. He seems to be flat, I don't know. And he started asking questions about, he's asked something about my work. He knows a little bit about my work, and I was willing to tell him about it. We've been out three times.
All right.
And we've been in touch a lot. And then a couple of days ago, he was like, it would be lovely for us to sit in front of a fireplace. And June, I was like, wow, do you have a fireplace? And he was like, no, do you? And I happen to have a fireplace. I'm feeling a little like I'm feeling a little like he may be sniffing around to see what my financial situation is like.
That probably would be okay if you want to think of it in serious financial legal terms.
But if he's sniffing to find out if I have money?
No, he'll find out how much money it will take to pay for you.
So your point is it doesn't matter how much I have or what he thinks I have. It just matters how much he can contribute. So
That's
I could
right.
say to him, and I don't have to say anything about, I don't have to say anything about what I know that he's doing or what I sense that he's doing.
No, dear, that's called calling him out to get rid of him.
Yeah, that is. Okay, so I just tell him the truth.
Why not?
Because he can either be a friend or not. He is, okay. All right.
Okay.
That's it. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks, caller.
Bye.
Okay.
And that's an interesting thing. She thinks he's data mining to see what she has, but maybe it's just to see if he can keep up.
Well, I like men to interview women to find out what their standing is in legal medical terms.
Right. Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So my question is, I've had two guys, separate guys, separate times, tell me that I'm afraid of relationships. So So my question is, what do I do with that? What does that mean?
What
How
that
do
means
I fix
is
myself?
You desensitized. Do you duty date? Are you duty dating?
Yes, I've been duty dating. I have
and
two guys that I like.
Are you getting accustomed to duty dating?
I'm trying to, but I'm thinking I must have issues that I don't let myself go.
Are you afraid of your duty dates?
No. I'll duty date, but I think I still have feelings for one guy.
Oh,
maybe
you're
that's
not
why
done
they tell
with
me
someone.
That?
How long ago was this affair?
About maybe like 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago.
How did it break up? How did it fall apart? You may have been traumatized.
He basically, well, it's complicated, I guess, but they're unavailable guys.
Are they married?
No, they're professional, their career is more important. So that's what they've
Okay, they're career men. Well, that's career men often get around to getting married.
Yeah. So one of them, he talked about getting married, But then he got a promotion where he had to relocate to Dallas. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, I need to break up because I need to focus
on my
work.
His career, he needed to move away because his career called him to do so. One of these men is going to be compatible with you, but you may run across many of them who put their career first, which is not unusual, because for men, it's often the case that they're responsible for being the breadwinner when you and I, or you, not me, I already did it, have kids and they pay you to stay home with the kids or to work minimally. So I have no problem with men setting up their career so that they can afford a family. Now, you may be one of his duty dates where he's learning what he will and will not accept in a relationship. So you may have to duty date and be evaluated until a man finds you compatible with his career.
How do I do that so I become compatible with his career?
You do everything but intercourse. Once okay. You do intercourse, you run the risk of bonding, oxytocin bonding, and then you're wasting time. If okay. You do not have intercourse with the man, you're duty dating, but you're also protecting yourself against physiological marriage, because premenopausal women are very bondable to oxytocin, and post-andropause men, 50 to 60-year-olds, are very bondable to Miss Hardbody Young Person. So we've got to work nature in with your compatibility system. What you're saying is, oh, Pat, it's painful when I don't, he finds I'm not compatible. Yes, it's painful. You have been, he's looking past you because you're not compatible. And he wants somebody who is.
Okay.
Pardon?
Okay, so there's nothing with me being afraid of relationships with a guy. It's that they just don't find me compatible since I may have already slept with them.
That's right. You have to wait for the man who's lucky enough to be with a virtuous, non-intercourse woman, unless he's ready to build a relationship in a year or two so that she and he can build a family or whatever else they're doing together. That's a normal process. But
okay.
I teach women not to inadvertently bond to a man that's not compatible.
Okay.
See, you're trying to marry everybody who you think is compatible. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's you wanting. Remember, you're a woman. You have the veto right. He has the initiative right. So your job is to be as real as you can be about your life, your career, your job. Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
A woman with a career.
Therefore, you want a career man to pick you. And I advise you to date three men at a time in order not to be too slow. When you've got three, you've got options. So if you do that, one drops, add one. I want you to duty date until a man asks you to stop dating other people. That's how men start a building relationship.
Okay.
See, you're not picking him. He's picking you, and you're saying yes or no.
Okay. What if when we were dating, what happens when we were dating, and I waited until he said he started talking about potential marriage. Then we slept together.
And wait a minute. Did he ask you to stop dating?
Yes, he did ask me to be his girlfriend.
All right. So you were in a committed verbal agreement.
Yes.
And so then you had intercourse with him.
Correct. But then he
got
his job promotion.
And how did it fall apart?
Then he got his job promotion, or he had to relocate.
Well, I got news for you. Something came in, and he left. But he didn't leave you. He went forward towards his career.
Okay. Because he has on and off. Talk to me.
What?
On and off, he has. He's. I feel like he's played games. Like he's butt texted me, which I don't think is true.
Well, I understand. He may be actually still falling in love with you, but and he may be trying to keep you away from other men. But I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I did tell him not to text me anymore, not to contact me anymore.
No, honey, you don't do that. You say, text me all you want. Because
okay,
you're interested in him.
Yes. Is there a way
to fix
that?
Then why would you say, don't text me? That's you. That's you. Was your mother a man?
Yes.
Well, you look. Don't be a man with a man who's a man. That's too many men. Your job is passive, patient, and vulnerable. So, do you want to send them a message that you made a mistake when you banished him?
Yes, how do I do that? What do I do with
you
that?
You say, I made a mistake when I told you not to text me.
Okay.
Text me if you wish. Call me if you wish.
Okay.
All
I
right?
Like that. All right. Thank you so much.
Because what you did is you took charge. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
All right.
Very interesting because, you could tell she still very much has deep feelings for him.
Well, they have feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that sometimes you have to split up and go back and forth together until you work out a compromise.
Exactly. We have a caller on. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat.
What is it? Hi.
Hi, so I've been listening to you, and I know about the commitment and no sex without commitment and all that. But
Wait a minute. Everything we taste, touch, smell, see, and hear is sexuality. I'm talking about intercourse. Intercourse is the big moment when we get to play God. Because if we're not careful, or we are careful, we can make another human being having intercourse.
Yes.
Therefore, I call it the God moment. And I don't approve of people using the God moment to be sexual. Sex is what animals do. Making love is what people do who are building something spiritually sound. That's why my book is named Getting to I Do. Whether you're legal or not legal, or just boyfriend, girlfriend, you are in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship unless you prove to be incompatible.
Right, and I followed all of that for the last, since I've been single for the last year and a half.
Right.
But there was recently a moment of passion, and I had intercourse without the commitment and all that.
Did you pay any price physically, STD, pregnancy? Did you pay any price for that slip?
Yes. So now I found out that I'm pregnant.
Got it.
And I don't know how to... I've already told the guy, but I don't know how to...
Oh, you did tell him. You did tell him.
Yes. Yes. I told him and I told him... Can you say what?
Did he want to be a father?
He didn't say exactly anything yet. He just said that he'll support me in whatever I want to do.
Then guess what? You have now a child, and he said he would support you, so his name goes on that birth certificate.
But what about, would I be able to get him to marry me and be my partner? How would
I got news for you. That could easily happen in the raising of a child. Do you want to follow nature's path and have his child with the hope that he marries you? Do you want that?
I would be open to that because I'm 31. I'm financially stable. I can support myself and a baby. But I don't want to raise the kid alone. And I don't... I don't want to raise the baby alone.
I've got news for you. Unless all the people on the planet are leaving, you're not going to raise the baby alone.
Yes, I mean, as a single parent, I would want my child to have a mother.
I've got news for you. You and the baby will get a man that wants to be with a woman and a baby. Mm-hmm. You're going to give this man an opportunity to be a father to your co-parenting motherhood, right or not?
Yes, and how could I ask him?
You don't ask him. You have to decide what you're going to... You can't ask him. You'll say, I want to keep our baby, and I hope you want to participate. But if you don't, I will find a replacement for you.
Mm-hmm. So even
what you're doing is thinking negatively. Do you want a kid at all?
I do want to have a family. I just didn't expect it to be this way.
Then why don't you get the baby and then get the daddy that wants you and the baby?
I'm from a very traditional Asian family.
What?
I'm from a very traditional Asian family, so it's very difficult to...
God knows, kill their grandchild. Just kill them. That's what you're saying. I'm trying to help you see if this man or a replacement for him would love you and the baby. But you're telling me your family wants you to kill this baby and wait for the perfect deal.
I haven't told them yet, and I don't think they would tell me to do anything. But
what do you mean?
I would just feel they wouldn't. My mom, when we were younger, she told us if anything ever were to happen, keep the baby. But
so why would you be alone if you had a family that accepted you as a mother?
I guess I would feel like ashamed that it didn't happen, the way that marriage for
darling, you have a fantasy that you didn't follow through in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't want babies, fine, kill it. You want to give it away for somebody else to have it. I worked in adoptions for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give your baby away?
No. I would either keep it or does not have the baby.
Then why don't you keep the baby and tell him? He already told you that he'd support you. He already said it.
Mm. But does that mean that he will eventually commit to me and raise his child?
I've got news for you. That is a commitment. A legal document does not make a commitment. This man said, get the baby out of there. I don't want it. I don't want this. I don't want it. You can't believe how clear men can speak when they don't want their babies. If what you said this to him is true, he wants to be that baby's father.
Okay, that's, well, that would be good news.
What?
That would be good news. So there's nothing more that I need to ask him. I just need to say if
I decided if I were to keep the baby, and I'm putting your name on the birth certificate, and I will expect child support.
Would it still be, what if we, I don't know, what if I would want to be married?
Honey, the word want is masculine. I guarantee you, you already acted like you were cornering him with the pregnancy. I suggest the man is already open-minded to you in supporting you in your dilemma. So do you want to build on this foundation or not?
I do.
Well, then why don't you take a chance that maybe the baby will be the linchpin that gets him into your life as a co-parent? Do you understand? You already said your family will emotionally support you. So if you're going to be negative, abort the baby. The first step at not being negative is to give the baby to somebody else. And the other option is to tell him you appreciate his support and you will put his name on the birth certificate and you expect child support. See what he does with that one.
I also like what Dr. Allen said about if he doesn't want to be involved with raising the baby, you'll find a replacement. I'm sorry to interrupt because this is really, this is a sort of a hotbed and emotional issue, but we are out of time and we have to go.
Okay, Let us know what you decide. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
And remember, Dr. Allen does private appointments. So if you feel compelled to, you can go to her website
really
and get the phone number.
I don't have anything else to say. And if you want to talk to me, fine, call me. But I've said my piece, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Good luck, caller. Let us know.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Dr. Allen. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next
week. You've got one coming up, too.
I do. We'll be back next week, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.